Okay, Rabosi, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Tes. We're here on Yud Ches Amud Beis, about 10 lines up with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, and if you remember, yesterday we had a couple of stiras from a Mishnah on Gittin. Right, we brought a Mishnah on Gittin, and we had a stira from our Mishnah right, on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, then we had a stira on a Braisa. Right, we had a couple of ways to understand Rabbi Zera, a couple of ways to understand the stira, how you reconcile those two things. So just to recap, the Braisa had said, in line with our Mishnah that we had on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, right, they said if you find a get, and if the husband admits that he gave the get, so you can give it to the woman, even Achar Zman Merubah, even for a long time later. Again, that was against the Mishnah Gittin that we quoted. Okay, that lined up with our Mishnah as well, and the diuk that our Gemara made. So we'd interpreted it in a couple of ways, right? Again, Rabbi Zera, Rabba, right? You can chazer yesterday. So Rabbi Yirmiyah and now Rav Ashi is just two of them are going to bring two other possible explanations as to why we say it's mutter to return this get, right, to the woman, even in a long time, right? Achar Zman Merubah, right? If the husband admits that he gave it to her, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Kigon de Amru Edim Me'olam Lo Chasmu Ella Al Get Echad." Right, Shal Yosef Ben Shimon. Right, if you remember yesterday, we had possibilities of maybe there's travelers or there's right two. Maybe there's a Lo Huxago. Maybe there isn't two people with the same name in the city. Rabbi Yirmiyah says we're talking about a scenario where the witnesses, the Edim, say that they only signed on one shtar, right, with the same name. Right, again, you have a couple names in a shtar in a get. Right, you have the husband, you have the wife, and you have the Edim. Right, that it happened. So you ask the Edim, and the Edim say we only signed one shtar. So the Gemara says, well, Yehachimai Lememra. Well, you don't need a brisa to tell me. Right, that you know you can give the get back. Obviously, the get is fine. As the Gemara says, you might have thought lechosh dilma isrami shmak ishmak ve'edim ke'edim. You might have thought that maybe, right, not only is the husband and the wife's name the same, that the edim's name are the same as well. So therefore, Gemash Malan, the Braisa teaches me that that's already too far removed, and we don't have to worry about that. Rav Ashi says kigon to ka'amar nekev yesh bo b'tzad os plonis, because the case is where the guy has a simon, he has a nekev, he has a hole, right, in a pay or in an aleph or something, right, and he can pinpoint, no pun intended, right, he can pinpoint the actual hole right to the letter. So in that case, we know that that's his, right? That's actually the actual get. We're not choshes that it's somebody else's. The davka b'tzad os plonis of a benekev ba'al malo. Rav Ashi just says that's only if you literally have a hole in a letter, but not just stam like a hole on the left side, right? That would be no good. Rav Ashi misavka le either raisa either rabbanan, and that's Rav Ashi misavka le simonim either raisa either rabbanan, and Rav Ashi was his shayla was. Right, that I thought for a reason that the Mizrach Shas takes that out, but that's just a reference to right, so where the Gemara is, right, as we're going to get to, right, the next parak, right, talking about Simonim. But anyway, so Rav Ashi, the whole reason why Rav Ashi said that if you have a random hole, right, so then that's no good, because he's not sure, right, whether it's the rest or the Rabbanan. Again, without getting into the whole right, Eila Matzios, we'll do that in a second. Again, if you have a simon, normally if you have a simon, right, a guy says that's I lost that shirt and it has a stain on the bottom of it or whatever. So then you can give it back to him. Shaila is, right, if that's true d'oraisa or d'rabbana. And the reason why that's relevant is because if it's d'oraisa, so then it works in the other realms outside the realm of mominus, and outside the realm of money. If it's d'rabbana, so then l'chore would be limited to monetary cases. And obviously this is a case of a get, right? Already isra heter, right? And this is already eishes ish d'oraisa, right? So you need a real serious right halacha to be able to matter giving this get back. Okay, fine, either way. Weiter. Rabba Barbarachana had a story that Rabbi Barachana irchas le gita be'medrasha. So sure enough, he lost a get in the base medrash, and everybody found it. Right, again, if you look at Rashi, now it wasn't his get. Shahaya shliach lahavi. Right, Rashi says that he was a shliach to bring a get. Right, irchas le, and he lost it. Vashkechu, right, and they found it in the base medrash. So Amar isimana, right, isli begave. Right, Rabbi Barachana basically he wanted the get back, and he said, I can on two counts I can take the get back. Right, if it's based simanim, I can give you a simon. Right, itvias ena. Right, or tvias ayin, right? If it's you want me to recognize it, so isli begave, I am able to do that as well. There's a halacha that if a Talmud Chacham is able to recognize something, so you give it back on his word, even though we don't just trust a random person with that. But if it's Talmud Chacham, we do accept that. She said, either way, I got a simon, or I'm a tamachok, I'm right, I can recognize it, you can give it back to me. So sure enough, Adru and Nihali, they gave it back to him. He said, Amar, and then he said afterwards, right, that that lo yadana imishum simana who drew Nihali, is it because they gave it because of a simon? Because Sabri simana deraisa, and therefore, and they hold simana mar deraisa, or imishum tvias ena adru and Nihali, or they gave it back because tvias ayin, but dafka tsur mirabananava inishah de amalo, and they only did that because I was a tamachok, but not, you know, other people would not be allowed to do that. And again, as Raji points out, right, again, if it must have been a regular simon, right, because if it was an actual unique simon, you wouldn't need the concept of simonim de'araisa, right? Again, if it's simonim de'araisa, that would be, it must have been a pashut simon, and that would be right, acceptable in de'araisa. Okay, gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Motzu get ishu b'shuk. Now, this is not what we said. This is not what we said before, but this is the brisa that we were referencing at the beginning of today, right? That we had those two explanations for. So this is the brisa, right? And we're going to go back to it and talk about it a little bit more. Motzu get ishu b'shuk, right? Bizman shabal moda yachzer l'isha ina bal moda lo yachzer lo v'zev lo v'zeh. Right? You find a get. If the husband admits that, sure enough, that's, you know, that's our get, sure. So then he give it to the wife. But if not, right? So then you can't give it back to either of them. So the Gemara says bizman shabal moda, right? If the husband admits, right, mia yachzer the isha, right, you give it back to the wife. Leicho shema kasav liten venisan. I have loan us in la tishrei. Why aren't we concerned, right? Like we had before, right, in different scenarios, right? But why aren't we concerned that he decided, he thought about writing the get, right? As you know, these situations are often fluid. He thought about divorcing her nisan, but he didn't actually give it to her, right, until tishrei. And then vazel bal zavin perin min nisan ven tishrei. And then the husband now, he's sold now. Again, we talked about that the husband has certain rights to the wife's property, right, to next name a log, that she owns the property, but he's allowed to use the produce. So as long as they're still married, he's allowed to use the produce. So if, let's say, he sold the produce, right, between Nisan and Tishrei, right, and then because they were married, right, again, because he didn't give the get, but umafka legita, because of Nisan, now she's going to have a get that's written and it was dated in Nisan. That's when he wrote it. But also the mitzvah of the kukul shelo kedin, and now she can go say, hey, look at that, right, he sold my produce, right, in Iyar. Right, they were technically married, but according to the shtar, according to the get, they weren't, and therefore the husband wasn't allowed to sell the produce, and therefore she can go and take that produce away from whoever he sold it to. Right? How could you then give the get back to her? Skomar says, "Hani chala amanda amar." It all works out according to the one who says, "Kevin shenasa ein lagarsha by shuv ein labalperos." Right? There's a machlokas as to when a person, right, a husband is going to try and divorce his wife. Right? Is he still allowed to use, right, the peros, right, the stuff that she from the field, from the nixen malug that she has? Right, so according to the opinion who says that he's, once he decides to divorce her, then he's no longer entitled to that stuff. So fine. So that's sharp, but that works out because there's no concern here. Because right, the second he decides in Nisan to divorce her, so then right, he's you know, he's not the owner over here. Elamand, and if he sold it, then it was inappropriate, and the woman actually does get her stuff back. Elamand Amar Yesh Labal Peros Ad Shas Nisina Ma'ik Lamemer. But if you say that the husband can still use the peros, right, until he actually gives her the get, so what are you going to do? Why can you give this get back? She could go then take the get and take away produce that he sold legally, right, and take it away from somebody. So the Gemara says, "Can I see the mitra?" Right, Arminim La, but I see Raya Amos Matagi the other. Because according to this, right, when she would go and do that, right, the guy who bought the produce from the husband would come and say to the woman, to the wife who has this get dated in Nisan, "Prove to me that you actually got the get in Nisan." But what about other cases? Why don't we give this answer by other cases? Right? In Mishnah of Shtar Chov, right? We had this, if you remember, this whole concern by Shtar Chov. At the time, we learned in the Mishnah, right? Again, we learned about a week ago. And Matzah Shtar Chov, right? In Yesh Ben Achayz Nechazim Lo Yachzer, right? Again, if you find a Shtar Chov, that somebody owes somebody money, if there's a lien on property, you shouldn't give it back. Vil Kimna, we said there are two possibilities, right? If you remember, a couple of ways of understanding the Mishnah. Kishachayv Moda, right? That if when the guy admits that he's Chayv the money, we still don't give it back. Right, because mishum shema kasav lelos ben nisan velo lava at tishrei. Because maybe he wrote the shtar for the loan in Nisan, but they didn't actually loan him the money until tishrei. And then the katar goes shlo kedin, and now the guy's going to produce a shtar of a loan, right, that was written in Nisan. Really, he didn't borrow the money. The lien didn't start until tishrei, but now he's coming and taking away properties that were sold in the interim. And hasam nami lehader. Why don't we also say over there kiyasa lemitchaf nami namele icy raya emas matzah shtar chov liotcha? Why don't we say that in that case also the guy will always ask him to prove whether, right, that's when the loan happened. So the Gemara says, I mean, they send the mish marriage because those are different. Because the case of a shtar chov and the case of a get, right, are different. Because hacha over here gabi get isha by the case of a get isha. Isha by a get, Asi Lokech, Vitava. So the guy's going to come and ask her to prove when she was divorced, because Amar he'll say, Hai da hadru anihale rabbanon legita, and mishun delot tagin vitesiv. Tagin v'tesef. Right, the Chazal. The reason the guy's going to say to himself, the reason she has this get is because we don't want to take gets away from women. Right, we want women. Right, unfortunately, there are agunos right out there. So, right, we want women to be able to get remarried, but we don't want agunos. So they gave her the get. Right, again, without kind of making sure that everything was kedas kedin. It was written here, it was written then, written in Nisan, written in Tishrei. Just keep it. Even though she only got the get in Nisan, okay, in Tishrei, the get is dated in Nisan. Okay, whatever. But keep this get. Get the remarried. Mazel tov. So Tezel v'tesi raya emas mata gati leyadeh. So therefore, the guy's going to make sure she proves right, when she actually got the get. But a guy hacha gabi shtarchov lo asi lokech v'tava. But by shtarchov, by when a guy owes somebody money, the guy is not going to come and prove. Ask the guy to prove when the loan actually happened, because the adrin nihali rabban l'shtarchov hey pshita right lemal my hilchos adrin nihali. When the basin gave back the shtarchov to this guy, why else? Right, would they give it back to him, right, but to Lemitrofu, right, to let him collect property that he is owed instead of the money. Right, it must be that the Beis Din kind of ratified and certified and made sure that everything was, was proper with the date and everything. Because what else is he going to use this for? But to collect on his debt, and if the guy can't pay, he's going to go to the property. And therefore, right, he's not going to think, right, the guy's not going to think that perhaps the shtar was predated, and therefore he's not going to ask for proof, and therefore you can't necessarily give it back to the malva. Okay, weiter. Shechurei avadim, right? We said our Mishnah yesterday, right? Then the same halacha is true by shechurei avadim. Let's just read it, flip back, right? Again, if you find gitin noshim, shechurei avadim, daitiki, we'll talk about that in a second. Shechiv mira, right? A gift, a shuvah, a receipt, all that is lo yachzir, because you assume that they were written, right? And then perhaps they changed their mind and they didn't actually give them. So again, shechurei avadim by the master, right? Wrote a shtar shechur to set his slave free, and then he perhaps changed his mind. So tana rabbanim with under the Matzah shtar shichur bashuk. Now we find the shtar shichur to free a slave. Bizman sharav moda yachzer le'eved. If the master says, yeah, sure, I freed him, he's a good man, so then you can give it back to him, no problem. Einarav moda lo yachzer lo'zeh. But if the master doesn't admit, so you can't give it to either one. So the Gemara says, one second. Bizman sharav moda mi yachzer le'eved. But you tell me that if when the master admits that he gave it to the slave, he can give it to him. So Gemara says, "Am I nechus shema kasa litein lo benisan velo nasan la ad tishrei?" Again, same similar concern. Maybe he thought to free him in Nisan, didn't actually do it until Tishrei. V'azal avdav akad nechasim nisan v'ad tishrei, and then the eved went and bought property between that time and kol mashkana eved kana rabo, anything the slave acquires, the master acquires, and then v'azal rav is a ninhu. Right, and then the master went and sold that stuff, right? Because really, the slave bought property that goes to the master. The master went and sold that stuff, and then makavile shichur because of benisan for katar v'chulgo shalokadin. And now he's going to all of a sudden the shtar shichur written for Nisan, and i.e. that the slave was free in Nisan, even though he didn't actually get this shtar until Tishrei. Yeah, and now the master really couldn't sell the stuff that the eved bought. Theoretically, and then you're going to take it away from someone who bought it, even though the guy who bought it from the master bought it legally, because kol mashkana eved kana rabu. So Gemara says, hanich lamanda amar zchusu leved sheyotzi mitachas rabu lecheiros. Okay, just before we get to this, there's a machokas, whether it's a zchus or a chov for a slave to be set free. Right. Is it zchus because he's Jewish, but he can marry, and have a fully Jewish life, or do we say that he's nifchalo befkerusa, right? Or is a slave happy to be a hefker, kind of without all those obligations? So hani chaman da'amar korn, the one who says sheyotzi mitakas zchus hu le'evet sheyotzi mitakas rabo lecherus, but according to the one who said that it's a schus for him, right, to go out, and therefore zochan lo adam l'shol b'fanav, the eight, and you can be zocha him, right, again, because the eight slave doesn't acquire anything, right? There's a whole paradox. How does a slave acquire himself? How does it acquire his freedom if everything that he acquires goes to the master? So if you tell me that it's a schus for him, so therefore we can apply zochan lo adam l'shol b'fanav, you can acquire something positive for someone even though he's not there. Uke abaye, and we hold like abaye, damar, who says eight of chosmin zochan lo, that the eight of b'chasumav, that the eight, right, who sign on the shtar, right, are the star shikur, are the ones who are mezakeh him, right, who acquire his freedom, quote unquote, and they're mezakeh for him. So therefore, sharper. So that all works, meaning that we say again that since it's a schus for him, right, so the chor, again, that when they signed the shtar in Nisan, so then he was freed, right, in Nisan, even though he didn't get the shtar, right, until Tishrei. Because the edim are mezokeh for him, right, during that time. Elamanda amar chovu levid, but according to the one who says it's a chov, and therefore we can't apply zachar shalom ladam shalom b'fanav, right, we can't obligate someone if they're not here, right, it's one thing for me to say, I'm picking this up, $100 up, right, for my friend, right, Dave, you know, whatever, right, and then, okay, I'm zakid for him, right, even though he's not around, and he'll be happy with the money, but I can't make Dave obligated $100 if he's not around, and I don't get his consent. So, right, if according to the one who says it's a chov for the eved, shiotsu mitachas rabba l'cheiros, Michael Lemer. So, right, according to the one who says it's a chov for the guy, it's a chov for the eved to go free. So, what are you going to say? How can you say, right, again, you could have this whole possibility the slave might buy stuff, and then the eved, etc., etc., and then the master might sell it, and right, the whole thing we just said is not going to go. Skumar says the chiyasi the mitrav amrinenle, right, I see raya imas mother shichur liyoder. Again, same similar answer, because when the guy goes free, right, and then the guy buys it, etc., they're going to ask him to prove exactly when he went free, right? So you don't have to worry about all, you know, the whole song and dance that the master might sell the property, etc., etc., because inevitably, right, someone will ask the eved for his shikr and prove when he actually got it. Okay, datiki matana. Again, datiki is a matana shchiv mirav. A person is on his deathbed, he gives a matana. Even without a kinyan, it is chal. Matana is a gift. Okay, and we'll see the difference between those two right now in a second. Okay, Tana Rabbanan with another brisa. Ezu daitiki. What is this daitiki? Da tehei lemekam v'liyos. I mean, it's a kind of, it's not an acronym. What's the word? It's a combination of those words. Forget the word. Contraction? Right? Not really. It's not like a don't, but okay. It's a combination of those words, meaning that this should be mekam, it should be mekuyam, it should be fulfilled, v'liyos, and it should be. Right? Shemes, because if the guy dies, nechasav l'ploni, right? And I want my stuff to go, or not me, I want, the person says he wants his stuff to go to whatever. Matana, what's the difference between that and the gift? Right? Kol shekasav bo mehayom lachar misa, right? If it's written that I want him to have it today, not when he dies, right? When he gets the stuff right away, as Rashi explains, and then after he dies, right, he gets the what's it called? He gets the produce. I mean, the produce, the owner, it retains the ability to use the produce of the field. Let's say it's a field, right? Until he passes away. So the matana would be that the guy owns, he's giving the field to so and so, to Reuven today, but he retains ability to use the produce. And Shchiv Mira already. He gets it as soon as he dies, but Reuven doesn't get the field, right? If the guy doesn't die, okay. So Alma, apparently, what do you see? Right, Iksiv Mehayom Lachar Misa, right? If the guy wrote where it's from today and to after I die, right? Who Dekani? That's only when the guy acquires the matana. Ravim Lo, but if not, Lo Kani. But really, meaning the implication is that he wouldn't acquire a matana, right? If you don't have that language, right? That doesn't make sense, though. How you telling me that I can't give it a matana right away, right? For now, right? So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Hachkamer." Well, this is what it means. Ezuhi matanas bari shehi kumatana shchiv mira. What is the gift of a normal person, right? A healthy person, right? Who that is similar, that is like the gift of someone who's on his deathbed. The lo kani ele lachamisa, that he wouldn't acquire it until the guy dies. Kol shekosev amayon lachamisa. Right? Again, anybody uses this language. Right, from now until after he dies, and he said that now he would acquire the field, and then later on, right, he would acquire the produce. Okay, taima delo amar tenu. So now the Gemara again just kind of assumes, again, the Mishnah says that by all these things we said we don't return them, and the Gemara had a couple times made this diuk. The reason is because if we don't return it is because the guy didn't say to. But if the guy does, amar tenu. But if he says yeah, give it back to them, so then theoretically, notes, and then we would give it back. So Erminhi, hold on one second. We have a brisa that says matza daitikos or apotikos. Right, if you find a daitiko, which is again this shchiv mira case, right, or an apotiki, which says that basically someone can collect from this specific field on a loan, umatanos or a gift, right, shtaros of gift, right. So avo pishin shnei modim lo yachshar lo zel lo vazat. Right, even though everybody agrees that it happened, they have to be concerned. There's some sort of scam going on over here, and he can't give it to either one of them. Yeah. So, meaning again, either. Yeah, fine. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. So Rabbi Bar Mamal says, "Lo kasha, right? Habe bari, habe shchemira." Right? Depends. Right? Going to the when we say we don't give it back, that's for a bari. That's for someone who's healthy. But if we do give it back, right? That's for a shchemira. Now, why is that? Meaning, masnizin dikatani. Our mission says how Amar Tznu Nosnin, right? That if the guy gives it to, if he says to give it to somebody, so then we would. That's b'shchemira. That's by shchemira. Why? Debar mehaderhu, because he can take it back. Meaning, so it doesn't. If you give the shtar to someone, right? The halacha is that shchemira is allowed to take it back, even though there's no kinyan or whatever. He is allowed to take it back, right? Let's say before he dies. So even, you can give that shtar back to somebody because if the guy, if the shchemira decides against it, right? Let's say, you know, shchemira, the guy on his deathbed says, "I'm giving all my money to Reuven." Then he takes it back and he says, "You know what? Write up a shtar and give all my money to Shimon." So he can do that. That's allowed. And so therefore, giving the shtar back to Reuven doesn't matter because if he subsequently wrote a shtar for Shimon, so Shimon gets the money. So you can give the shtar back to Reuven. Darinan. Because we say, I mean, and this is, we're not concerned, therefore, there's any scam. Because the Amina, because we say, Michael and Amar, what scam could you possibly say? Right? Maybe, I guess, as we explained, maybe he wrote a shtar to give all the stuff to Reuven. Then he changed his mind, didn't want to give it to him. Right? I mean, he didn't give him the shtar, didn't give Reuven the shtar at all. But other kasva le'in shachwina, then he wrote a shtar that said that Shimon gets all his property, and he gave him the shtar. So, even if you give the shtar back to Reuven, right, he still wouldn't get anything because right, Shimon has the shtar that was written afterwards. Right, so therefore, that's fine. You can give it back to him. But even the time is bari. Oh, okay, yeah. So, if the second shtar that he wrote for Shimon, even Mataris Bari Yavle, right? If he gave it to the second guy because Matanava Bari Les Leip Seda, right? He's not going to lose anything. Nafkatarti, because when you have both shtaros, so Bastrais is Zachi, right? The second shtar, right, is Mizakim, right? Right, Shimon has the later shtar, right? The Hahadar Ben Mikamaisa, because the Shchivmira, right, took it back. But even Matan Shchivmira, and even if the Shchivmira wrote a shtar, but Matanus Torah's Matanah Shchivmira. Now, meaning in the first case, if the guy right recovered, right, if the guy on his deathbed recovered and then gave a rent, you know, his a regular gift to Shimon, so that also takes that overrides, you know, Reuven's shtar. But even Matanah Shchivmira, but if the guy on his deathbed changed his mind and gave Shimon all his money, but Torah's Shchivmira, nami Yahavi Nihali, he gave it to him. Right, lest they say that also there's no problem, also because the Basrei Sazachi, because the second shtar is going to take precedence to go Hadar Bei Mekamaisa, because he took it back, because he retracted, he gave it to the Shimon, changed his mind, and that's legal, and that's fine, that's totally, that works. So therefore, you can give the shtar back to Reuven, it doesn't matter. There's no potential scam over here. Kikatani Basrei Sa. But the Brisa says, "Avol pisha shneim modim lo yachzer lo zevel lo zeh." Right? If both, even though both of them agree, right, that the shtar is legit, you shouldn't give back to either one. But that must be for Babari. That's in the case of Matanah's Bari. The Lav Bar Mihadehu, who is not allowed to take it back. Right? If certain second, a normal healthy person gives a gift, right, he cannot take that back. And so therefore, we don't give it back to either one because we're concerned about a scam. What scam? Darminan, because we say, and the Gemara explains it, spells it out for us. Dilma Kosov Lai Meikara, maybe he wrote this shtar for Reuven, right? And then he changed his mind, and he didn't give it to him. Then he wrote his shtar to give the same gift, let's say, I don't know, $100,000, to Shimon. And gave him, right, that shtar. So hashta, but now kahadir be ma'udi avale. Now he's guy's a wishy washy guy. Now he's regretting giving the $100,000 to Shimon, but he can't get it back because that's matana's bari. You can't take it back. So maybe. So what is he doing? He's trying to scam Shimon out of the money. Vesavar, and he holds that mihadar lo matzina hadra. That you right can't take it back because it's a matana's bari. Can't take that back. Right? Emeluhu. So I'll say. To them, i.e., to the Beis Din, to Anna, that I lahai yahavta. Right? Really, right? I gave the shtar to Reuven, and then they'll give him the shtar, meaning they'll give Reuven the shtar back, and sure enough, right, Reuven will produce a shtar in Beis Din that's dated before Shimon's, yeah, and it'll be like it was Matanas Bari, and therefore, right, so again, that's the way that the guy giving the gift can scam Shimon out of the gift that he, you know, properly, that he actually gave them. Ella, so rather, Arminan Le, so we say to him, Anan, meaning we, Beis Din, Hai Ksova Lo Yavini Le Lehai. Right, we're not giving the shtar to back to Reuven, because Dilma Michta Kusavta, Meav Lo Yavta Nihale, because maybe you wrote it, but he didn't give it to him. Havta Le Inishachrina, then you gave to Shimon, Vika Hadrabe, then you regret giving it to Shimon. Ilo Yavta Le Inishachrina, right, meaning, but you haven't given it, and you want to give it back from Shimon. Sorry, if you haven't given the shtar, meaning, let's say theoretically, maybe you haven't given the property or the $100,000 to Shimon. So v'kav boys the taste of a high, and you still want to give it to Reuven. So no problem. Because you could write up another shtar. Meaning, Basin says mimarushach. If right, you wanted to give it to Reuven, and then you changed your mind, you gave it to Shimon, so there's nothing you can do, right? Shimon has the property. If you didn't, so just write another shtar, right? You don't need this shtar, just write another shtar. And if you're lying, and if you're trying to scam us, right, and you write up another shtar to give it to Reuven, right, so then, well, if you give it to Shimon, so then Shimon will show up with his shtar that he got before, this new shtar for Reuven. And if you didn't give it to Shimon, so everything will be fine, right? So there's no reason to return the shtar, right, to the giver or whatever. Or to Reuven. Okay. Maskif law, Revzvit. Now, again, we had said that we answered the steering Mishnah Brisa, right? There's a difference between a Shchiv Mira and a Matanas Bari. So, Revzvit just said, V'adidi datikos katani. One second, both the Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about datikos. Right? That we're talking about this gift of a shchiv mira, right? How can you tell me again? Both of them mention the word daitikos, or daitikos, or whatever it is. How can you tell me that one is by matanas bari and one is matanas shchiv mira? Both of them are talking about matanas shchiv mira. It says beferish that the guy is on his deathbed, right? And he says to give with his stuff. So Ellis, rather Amar Rav Zvi says hava shchiv mira. Both of those Mishnah Brisa is a shchiv mira, right? But didn't we say one of them says that you give it back, one of them says you shouldn't give it back? For Lokasha, habe v'habe bre. It depends on who, right, we're talking about. By the Mishnah, again, when we said you can give it back, so that's by the guy himself. But when the Brisa says you shouldn't give it back, that's talking about the son already. The guy's already passed away. Now the son tells us, right, to give it back to the original, the recipient of the gift. Now the Gemara, and again the Gemara explains, must nisin dekamar tnu nosnin bididei debar haderhu. Right, very simply, as we said before, right, when the Mishnah says that you can give back a daitiki, right, a gift of a shchiv mira, that was talking about the guy himself, because he's allowed to take it back. Right, that's what we said, right, that a shchiv mira is allowed to take it back. Damrinan, because we say, e nami yahav elina shachrina, let's say that, because if he wanted to give to somebody else, there's no problem here. There's no loss here, because the kama basra zachi. Because again, if you have two shtaros or two, you know, decisions of the shchiv mira, the second one gets the stuff, right? The other bein mekama, because the shchiv mira is allowed to take it back, right, and give it to somebody else. Kitani kikatani bebraisa, and the braisa avol pisha shnei modim lo echzer lo vze lo vze bebrei. That's talking about a case where when the braisa says you can't give it back to either one, that's talking about the guy's son. Now, I mean, because we say dilma kazav lavu elahai, maybe the father, the shchiv mira, the guy on his deathbed, gave his property to Reuven. So Amlich, but then he decided not to give it to him. And Basar Avua, and after the father, meaning after the father died, because of Iul in Shachwina, the son wrote the stuff, wrote the star, to somebody, to Shimon, and then gave it to Shimon. So the guy, Shimon, got the property. And now the son is upset that he gave the property to Shimon, and he's healthy, the son is healthy, that's a Matanas Bari, he can't take that back, and now he's trying to scam the system. Savar, and he thinks that Mihadr lo Matzina Mihadr Bay, but he can't scam the system and he can't give it back. So Amalahu, so he'll say to the Beis Din, the Abba Yahavile Lahai, really Abba, my father gave it to Reuven. V'nasvu leiksave, and they'll give the shtar to Reuven. V'nesel v'navik me, du zach even if look behind it. Because then Reuven will go and take the property away from Shimon, right? And again, because again, obviously if you have that shtar, right, so then the father gave the stuff to Reuven, so Reuven's gonna get the shtar, is gonna get the property, well, the shtar and the property, right? And then the son was in no position to give it to Shimon, so the Shimon no longer gets his stuff. V'niflug behedya, now the son is gonna split the property, right, with Reuven, right, who doesn't have anything. So this, maybe the son is trying to scam Shimon out of it and then split it, right, with Reuven. So we're concerned that for that scenario. So Hilchuk, therefore, based on would say, I'm reading, they would say to him, Anan ha'ksav alo yavin alo l'hai. We're not giving the star back to Reuven, right? Dilma kasav michtav kasve avua mesav lo yahav alo. Because maybe, right, the father, your father wrote it for him, but didn't give it to him. Maybe you gave the property to somebody else, to Shimon. Now you don't want to give it to him anymore. So Ellis, rather, what are we going to do? If you're telling the truth, right, that your father gave the property to Reuven, so like we said before, just go write another star, because if your father, even if your father didn't, right, give him a star, because and you wrote it to Shimon, so let's say there's no problem. Why? Because it becomes kamu baser kamakoi, because now you have two staros, right? One came before the other, right? And then, you know, the one who came before, meaning that Shimon, right, will be able to have his star, right, and he would get their property. So there's no way. Maybe they would just tell him, write another star, right? And then in that case, right, we can, if it was true that you gave it away, so then tough luck. And if it wasn't true what you were saying, so, which way is it? if the son gave the property away to Shimon, so then Shimon's going to have the shtar to prove it. And if that such a thing never happened, like the son is insisting, and that the property actually belongs to Reuven, so then fine, great. So Reuven has a new shtar, right? That has no problems with it whatsoever. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go back to the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, the last daf in the first parak. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.